Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 荣耀归给耶稣。Hallelujah.
This is the day the Lord has made.
这是耶和华所定的日子。
We will rejoice and be glad in him.
我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
Good morning, class. We greet you this morning.
早上好，同学们，给大家问安。
And for those in Asia, good evening.
还有你们在亚洲的，晚上好。
Today we have a very special program for you.
今天我们有一个很特别的课程。
First, I'd like to introduce you to my translator.
首先我要介绍一下我们的翻译。
Today, Fen Dong is going to translate for our class.
今天董峰会帮我们翻译这堂课。
You might be interested. He comes from the church that Pastor Chow founded over 40 years ago.
他是从那个周牧师40年前建立的教会里头来的。
He and his family are members of that church.
他和他的家人都在那个教会聚会。
And he is one of their translators.
他是那个教会的翻译。
We welcome you, Brother Dong.
欢迎谢谢 ,Thank you, Mother.
And another very special guest we have is Reverend Ernie Waldvogel.
还有我们有个很特别的今天的讲员就是Ernie 吴牧师。
Brother Ernie pastors a church in New York City called the Church of the Good Shepherd.
Ernie 牧师他是在纽约牧养一个叫做好牧人的教会。
And for you leaders, you would be interested that over 45 years he's pastoring the same church.
还有作为灵修们你们可能会很有兴趣就是他在那个教会45年都牧养同一个教会。
He was ordained by the Ridgewood Fellowship in New York City.
他是从利基乌教会在纽约的利基乌教会所安立的。
And our Reverend Pastor Jack Chow was also ordained by the same ministry.
还有我们的周金海牧师他也是从利基乌那个教会所安立的。
This summer at Pilgrim Camp for our USA Inner Life Conference, Pastor Ernie was our guest speaker.
今年在天路营地那里的暑期的特会，我们的 Ernie 牧师他就是我们的讲员。
Most of you have heard the wonderful testimonies of the students that attended that conference.
你们可能也听到很多就是参加那个内在生活特会的同学们的很好的见证。
And the Lord put it on my heart to ask Brother Ernie if he would share with you, our leaders.
然后呢，神就把这个感动放在我心里，让我邀请 Ernie 牧师今天给我们的同工们、灵修们来分享。
And he gladly accepted our invitation.
那他很乐意地接受了我们的邀请。
Before he speaks to us, I've asked Sister Alice if she would sing. For us, and also, I'd like to pray now before she sings.
还有在我们把时间交给你之前呢，我们请 Alex 一会儿给我们唱一首歌，然后在他唱歌之前呢，我们一起先祷告。
Oh Lord Jesus, we recognize that you are in our midst.
哦，主耶稣，我们知道说主你就在我们中间。
This is the day the Lord has made, and we rejoice in it.
这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
We're so grateful that we can gather together in your presence.
主啊，我们何等的感恩，我们可以在你的同在中来聚集。
Our desire is to have you as our special guest.
主啊，我们的心愿，我们的渴慕就是你是我们的特会的拣员。
You can travel all over the U.S. and Asia and greet each one.
你可以来穿越时空的，在亚洲、欧洲、哦、还有美洲，来跟我们每一个人问安。
We pray for a special anointing on Brother Ernie.
我们也求你特别的恩膏来膏抹 Ernie 牧师。
And especially anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit would say to us.
也特别膏抹我们的耳朵，让我们能听到圣灵要对我们所说的话。
Make changes within us.
主啊，求你在我们里面做改变的工作。
That we may love you more and serve you joyfully.
好，让我们能够更多的来爱你，更加欢喜快乐的来服侍你。
We ask it in your name and for your glory. Amen.
我们是奉你的名，为你的荣耀来祷告，奉耶稣基督的名， Amen.
Sister Alice will sing for us before Brother Ernie takes over.
Alex 姊妹会给我们唱一首歌，然后一会儿Ernie给我们分享信息。
哈利路亚，赞美神，我们的神是以以色列赞美为宝座的神，所以我们现在真的是举起我们的心，就是来敬拜他，敬拜他，赞美主。愿神得着荣耀，他心了大事，因爱惜我世人，竟赐其爱子，流血舍他性命为我们赎罪，将恩门打开，放使万人入内。赞美神，赞美神，但愿天地合作。赞美神，赞美神，但愿百姓同乐。来拜天上父神，靠耶稣圣子，将荣耀全归他，他行了大事，救恩十分完全，乃宝血所买，凡信者有永生，则应许不改。无论哪个罪人若是再相信，必立刻从耶稣得饶恕之恩。赞美神，赞美神，但愿天地合作。赞美神，赞美神，但愿百姓同乐。来拜天上父神，靠耶稣圣子，将荣耀全归他，他行了大事，大事神已做成，极其妙无比。靠耶稣圣子，我虽心中大喜，比这更加奇妙，更大的要求。当亲眼见耶稣，要何等开怀！赞美神，赞美神，但愿天地合作。赞美神，赞美神，但愿百姓同乐。来拜天上父神，靠耶稣圣子，将荣耀全归他，他行了大事。赞美神，赞美神，但愿天地合作。赞美神，赞美神，但愿百姓同乐。来拜天上父神，靠耶稣圣子， 将荣耀全归他，他行了大事。将荣耀全归他，他行了大事。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。哦，主啊，我们赞美你，赞美你，谢谢你。现在就在我们的中间，哈利路亚，你配得一切的称颂与赞美。主啊，你是行大事不可测度，行奇妙事不可胜数的神。主，我们要赞美你，要将一切的荣耀都归给我们的主，我们的神。哈利路亚，赞美你，赞美你，主。是的，哦，经上也说，我们若不赞美你，石头都要欢呼了。哦，主，我们赞美你，我们要不停的来赞美主你自己。哈利路亚，赞美主，也谢谢主，你今天将要在我们中间，也要行更大的事。赞美你，主啊，是的，谢谢你带领儿女牧师到我们的中间。主啊，求你恩膏他，主啊，使用他，将你的话语赐下。赞美耶稣，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
阿们，阿们，阿们。
Brother Ernie, we welcome you.
欢迎你，儿女牧师。
Thank you for the opportunity to allow me to come and minister to you this morning.
谢谢你们给我这个机会，今天早上可以来服侍你们。
We just heard some to us, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice.
我们刚刚唱这首歌，将荣耀归给神。
And those of you in Asia, lift up your voice and let the earth hear it. And in America, let the earth hear it.
如果你们在亚洲的话，你们要高声的来赞美，让全地都听见。在美洲的也一样要高声赞美，让全地都听见。
Wherever we're from, we want to give God the glory for all the things that He's done for us.
不管我们从哪个地方来，我们都要把荣耀归给神，为他在我们身上所做的一切来赞美他。
I realize that most of you I've never met.
我知道说好，你们很多人我都从来没见过。
Some of you I had the privilege to meet up at the camp at the conference Sister Martha alluded to a little while ago.
有些人我们可能有机会在天路营地里头，马达牧师刚才所提到的那个特会里头见过面。
It was a real joy to be with you and a real joy to seek the Lord together.
非常的高兴能够见到大家，也能够跟大家一同来寻求神。
And how thankful we are that we can gather on Zoom as we're doing this morning.
而且非常感恩，就是我们今天能够在这个网路上一起见面。
When Sister Martha asked if I would share with you this morning,
当Martha 姊妹让我跟大家今天来分享的时候
，She gave me a couple of suggestions. She certainly didn't tell me what to say, but she thought maybe this or maybe that.
她给我几个建议，她当然没有说一定要我说什么，但是她说你可能可以分享这个，也可能可以分享那个。
And I've been thinking about it, over the weeks since that time.
那这几个礼拜我就一直在思想。
And I really didn't, know exactly what direction to go in.
可是我还是不是很清楚说我到底要往哪个方向来分享。
Last, weekend I was out in California and had to minister there.
然后上个周末我是在加州在那里服侍。
And one of the messages I preached and finished, and I felt the Lord say to me at that time, that's what you should say to JMI.
然后呢，在那里我分享了一个信息，我分享那个信息结束的时候，我感觉主在跟我说，这就是你要跟那个 JMI, 事工要分享的信息。
And being that it did have something to do with what Sister Martha said, I thought that maybe it was really from the Lord.
然后呢，而且这个信息呢，跟Martha 姊妹跟我说的算是有关系的，因此我觉得这就是神要我来分享的。
And so I'd like to this morning, if you have a Bible, ask you to look with me at the 16th chapter in the book of Acts.
如果你有圣经的话，那我们就一起来看《使徒行传》第十六章。
The story is a very, very familiar story, I'm sure to all of you.
那这里面有一个非常熟悉的，大家都很熟悉的一个故事。
But there were certain aspects of it that were impressed upon me that I had really never thought about much before.
可是这里面有一些细节呢，神给我特别的看见。然后我以前也从来没有注意到，没有想过。
Before we read from Acts 16, I just maybe should lay a background for it. My thought was that God doesn't work in very usual ways.
那在分享读这个十六章之前呢，我或许给大家一些背景、一些介绍，就是神做事情有些时候是很不同寻常的。
Our natural logical ways of understanding things are sometimes and maybe most times different from God's way.
那我们的逻辑思维呢，可能有些时候甚至很多时候是跟神的做事的方式是不一样的。
For example, the whole plan of salvation is very unusual.
比如说这整个救恩的计划是非常的不同寻常。
Now to us, it's just very natural and normal. We accept it because we've heard it and we've believed it. But to a person on the outside, to think that God would send His Son to die.
对我们来说，这好像是非常的自然的事情。我们听见这个信息，我们听见这个救恩，我们就接受了。可是对还没有信的人来说，神让他的爱子来为我们死，这是很奇怪的事情。
That's very unusual for God to want to do that. To his son.
对神要让他的儿子来死，这是非常的不同寻常的事情。
It's probably also quite unusual that the son, who was God, was willing to leave heaven and come down to earth to die on a cross.
而且呢，作为这个爱子，他本来就是神，而且他愿意离开天上的宝座，来到地上来为我们死在十字架上，这也是很不寻常的。
There are many, many other things in the Bible that are unusual.
还有圣经里头很多很多的事情，在我们看来都是很不同寻常的。
We think where the Bible tells us that we are to be merciful to others and forgiving to others.
圣经告诉我们说，我们要怜悯人，要饶恕人。
In the world, it's not like that. People are not merciful or forgiving.
可是在世界上并不是这样，因为世上的人是没有怜悯，也不愿意饶恕。
All of the Beatitudes are quite backwards from the way the things in the world go.
所有的这个八福还有登山宝训，在世人看来都是非常的奇怪的。
Now, as God's children, I believe that we also should be a little bit, what would I say, unusual.
那作为神的儿女，我相信说我们也应该说是有点不同寻常。
I'm not suggesting that we do odd things just so that we can be odd.
我并不是要让大家说我们去做一些奇奇怪怪的事情，让我们觉得不同寻常。
But the unusual life of the Christian is as we live the Bible that is taught to us by God, as we live the scriptures, that brings to us a most unusual life as far as the world is concerned.
可是我们作为神的儿女呢，我们是应该照着圣经所教导我们的去活，然后活出圣经所教导的那些不同寻常的生命来。
And our call, wherever we are in this earth, is to let our lights shine so that others see Christ in us.
那我们在这个世上的呼召呢，就是要让我们发出光来，好让世人能够看见我们里面的基督。
You remember how Jesus, when he was here on the earth, said to his disciples that he was the light of the world.
那耶稣在世上的时候，他跟他的门徒说，他是世上的光。
And the disciples understood that.
那门徒并不明白。
It wasn't hard for them to grasp that Jesus was the light and that he emanated the light of God.
那对他们来说，耶稣是光，然后他发出神的光辉来是很难理解的。
But then one day Jesus turned to his disciples and he looked at them and he said to them, "You are the light of the world."
然后有一天耶稣转向他的门徒跟他们说，你们是世上的光。
Now that was an entirely different thing.
那对他们来说这是完全不一样的一回事。
He was going to go to heaven, but he wanted them to continue his work here on earth, and he wanted them in a most unusual way to shine as lights in the midst of the darkness.
他要复活要升天了，然后他要让他的门徒们在这个世上继续的发光，而且是发出那种不同寻常的光辉来。
And if you and I are going to live like that in this world, we are going to live unusual lives.
那如果你跟我要在这个世上来发出这个光来的话，我们就必须要有一个不同寻常的生活。
Sometimes in our churches and even in our ministries, we get very predictable.
很多时候在我们的教会中或者在我们的服事中呢，我们都什么事情都可以预测得到。
We fall into a rut and get used to that rut and just do because that's what we do.
我们就是例行公事的来做很多的事情，然后因为我们就一直这样做，我们就继续不断的这样做。
And we need to be willing to break out of that mold or break out of that rut that we're in and do what God wants us to do.
因此我们必须要愿意打破这个模式，要走出我们的例行公事来做神要我们做的事情。
And God has called us to live that kind of a life.
那神呼召我们就是要活出这样的一种生活来。
He sends us into this world so that we make a difference.
他差我们到这个世上去，要让我们让这个世界有不一样。
You see some of this in Acts chapter 16, and I just want to use it as an illustration this morning.
那你从这个使徒行传16章里头，你就可以看到一点。那我今天早上就想用《使徒行传》16章来跟大家分享。
In the 16th verse of the 16th chapter, let me begin reading there.
在第16章第16节，那我们一起来看。
It says, Once when we, that's Paul and Silas, were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit by which she predicted the future, and she earned a great deal of money for her owners,By fortune telling.
那十六节说后来我们往那个地那个、祷告的地方去就是保罗他往那个地方去有一个使女一面引着面来他被巫鬼所附用法术叫他主人们大得财力。
Now it starts out rather usual. You would expect two preachers to be going to the place of prayer at the appointed time.
那这个就是我们都预期说哦这个牧师们都可能在某个时候到某个地方去祷告。
And you might find it a little unusual, but not terribly, that this woman would meet them, and as it says in the 17th verse, she followed Paul, and she followed the rest of us, and she was shouting, These men are the servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved. She kept this up for many days.
然后你可能觉得这有点不寻常可是也不是那么不寻常就是他跟随保罗和我们喊着说这些人是至高神的仆人对你们传说救人的道而且他一连多日都这样喊叫。
I'm sure this was very troubling to the apostle.
那我相信说这对保罗来说肯定是心中让他觉得非常的厌烦。
It's interesting that he didn't stop her right away, but this went on for many days.
那很有意思就是他并没有马上的止住他，而是让这个事情继续了很多日。
Knowing the Apostle Paul, he no doubt was looking to the Lord as to what to do.
那我们知道说保罗那个时候肯定一直在寻求神说他到底应该要怎么办。
Even in a situation like this, he didn't just act impulsively,But he looked to God to see what the Lord would have him to do.
尽管是在这样的一种情况下，保罗并没有冲动的就去做什么事情，而是一直的寻求神，说他到底要怎么做。
It says then in the 18th verse that he finally got so troubled that he turned around and he said to the Spirit, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." And at that moment, the Spirit left her.
因此在18节就说保罗就心中厌烦然后到一个时候他就转身对那鬼说我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你从他身上出来那鬼当时就出来了。
Now, I don't know if you think that that is unusual. It shouldn't be.
那我不知道大家会觉得这是不是很不同寻常，因为这不应该是太不同，没有什么太不寻常的事情。
Jesus sent these men forth into the world to carry on the work that he had done, and part of that work was to cast out these evil spirits.
那耶稣告诉我们说，他做的事情我们也要做，而且这其中的事情就是要把赶出恶鬼来。
God has given his church the authority over these kinds of things.
那神给教会权柄，就是可以有权柄能够胜过这种恶鬼这样的东西。
Now, maybe the more usual way we would do this in some churches would be to get rid of those people right away and tell them never to come back again.
可是很多时候可能在我们的教会中，我们的做法就是把这种人赶出教会，让他们再也不要来教会。
The unusual thing would be to say to them, in the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of her.
可是不同寻常的做法就是我们要奉耶稣基督的命令恶鬼从他身上离开。
That's what God wants from us. He wants us to take authority over these works of the enemy.
这就是神要我们做的，他要我们来使用我们他给我们的权柄，让这个仇敌的工作离开，让仇敌离开。
He wants to be glorified. He wants to be lifted and exalted.
他要得着荣耀，他要被高举起来。
Jesus, before he left, he said, "You're going to do greater works than I do because I'm going to my Father."
耶稣复活升天以前，他说，你要做我所做的事，你们也要做，而且你们要做比我更大的事情，因为我往父那里去。
In Mark 16, we read, "We shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover."
然后在马可福音第十六章说，你为按手在病人身上，病就好了。
But that takes the Holy Spirit.
可是这需要圣灵来动工。
That's nothing that we can do.
这不是我们所能做的。
The power doesn't reside in us.
这个能力不是我们有的。
But Peter, John, Paul, these men had received power from on high.
可是彼得、约翰、保罗，他们这些人呢，是从上头来得着能力。
You remember when Peter and John were going to the temple at the hour of prayer in Acts chapter 4, 3 and 4, they met a man that had never walked or hadn't walked for many, many years.
你还记得彼得跟约翰他们去殿里头，在使徒行传第三章第四章里头，他们遇见了一个瘸腿的人，他从来没有没能走过路。
That man looked at Peter and John and held out his little tin cup and asked if they could possibly give him a dollar or two.
然后那个人就拿着一个碗的话，然后要乞讨，要希望说他们能够给他一块钱或者两块钱。
And the usual thing for kind Christian to do would be to offer them a little bit money and to try to help them get a cup of coffee.
然后呢，如果正常的基督徒的话，可能他们所能做的就是给他几块钱，让他能够去买一杯咖啡喝。
But that's not what Peter said.
可是彼得并不是这么说。
Because of the Holy Spirit that was living and residing in Peter, he had a different answer to that man.
可是因为住在他里面的圣灵，就是因此彼得呢，他的回答是不一样的。
He said, "I don't have silver, I don't have gold, but what I have, I will give to you in the name of Jesus. Get up and walk."
他说金子银子我都没有，可是我要把我有的给你，就是奉耶稣基督的名，你可以起来行走。
Well, that's unusual.
这是非常不同寻常的。
And going back to Acts 16, you say, well, what Paul did in this woman's case, that's unusual.
然后我们再回到这个使徒行传第十六章，这保罗在这个女子身上所做的也是非常不同寻常的。
And I guess we might say, yes, it is, but should it be unusual?
那我们或许说，哦，是，这是有点不同寻常，可是应该不应该有这样的不同寻常呢？
Does God want to so fill us with the Holy Spirit that we go about doing the works that He's called us to accomplish?
神是不是要把他的圣灵来充满我们，让我们去做他呼召我们所要做的事情呢？
We're going back to Acts 16 in that 19th verse. It says, "When the owners of the slave girl realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas, and drag them into the marketplace to face the authorities.
然后我们回到这个使徒行传第16章19节说，使你的主人们见得力的指望没有了，便揪住保罗和希拉，拉他们到市上去见首领。
They brought them before the magistrates, and they said, these men are Jews, and they're throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or to practice.
然后又带到官长面前说，这些人原是犹太人，竟骚扰我们的城，传我们罗马人所不可受不可行的规矩。
I think some of you more than I live in situations and in circumstances where this would be usual.
然后我想你和我们像都活在一个状况里头，感觉的这些是应该是很寻常的事情。
Some of you, if you did something overtly for the kingdom of God, where you'd find yourself in maybe a similar situation as Paul and Silas found themselves.
你和我们就是有些时候做了一些不同寻常的事情呢，你可以发现说，哎，我们所落入的光景就像保罗和希拉现在这样的一个光景。
And so they took these men, Paul and Silas, and they dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities.
因此呢，他们便揪住保罗和希拉，拉他们去到市上去见首领。
I don't like to be dragged around. I don't suppose anybody does.
我并不想像他们那样被揪到什么地方去。
That might have been enough to make half of us quit.
那如果这样的事情发生的话，我们可能有一半人就不干了。
But this was just the beginning of what Paul and Silas were about to go through.
可是这只是保罗和希拉他们所要经过的经历的一些事情的起点而已。
They're being accused of saying things and doing things that were not lawful for them to do.
他们被控告说他们所说的所做的一些事情是不合法律的。
The crowd joins in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates order them to be stripped and to be beaten.
然后众人就一同起来攻击他们，官长吩咐剥了他们的衣裳，用棍打。
Then verse 22 says, after 23, after they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully.
然后第23节就说，打了许多的棍，便将他们下在监里，吩咐禁足，严谨看守。
So he put them into the inner cell and he fastened their feet in stocks.
然后金主就把他们下在内监里，两脚上了木狗。
So far that's quite unusual, quite usual for what you would expect the authorities to do to Paul and to Silas.
到现在为止呢，你所发生的就是官长们对保罗和希拉所做的事情都是我们可以预期得到的，都没有什么不同寻常的。
I've met a number of people that have gone through similar situations and circumstances for their faith.
那我也遇见过很多人，他们也经历过这样的情况，因为他们信仰的缘故。
I've met a man who had suffered greatly because of his faith in Jesus Christ.
我遇见有一个人，他为耶稣基督的信仰呢，受了很多很多的苦。
The authorities wanted him to recant his faith andthey knocked his teeth out one at a time.
那就是那些当官的要他换下耶稣基督的信仰呢，他们就把他的牙齿一个一个的敲掉。
With a hammer and a chisel and asking him to recant and to deny his faith.
他们就拿着那个锤子，拿着那个凿子，就来把他的牙齿敲掉，要他换信仰。
But with every blow of that hammer and chisel and every tooth being knocked out, the man just said, Hallelujah.
可是当他们这样每敲掉一个牙齿的时候呢，他那个人就呼喊哈利路亚。
They got around to every tooth that he had in his mouth. His jaw was broken, but through the bloody mess, he kept on saying Hallelujah.
他们把他牙连嘴里的牙齿一个个全部都敲掉的时候，然后他全牙就整个都是血的时候，他仍然在喊着哈利路亚。
Now that's unusual.
那这是非常的不同寻常。
But that's not really because of that man, that's because of the Holy Spirit that lived in that man.
可是这并不是因为那个人他有这么伟大能够这样做，乃是因为他里面的圣灵住在他里面。
Only God by His Spirit can make us unusual.
那圣洁的神借着他的圣灵能够让我们不同寻常。
And so the Apostle Paul, it says here, they were, and Silas were severely beaten up, flogged.
因此保罗跟希拉他们在这里呢就被远远地打了许多的棍。
Many people would die under that flogging that was meted out.
那很多人如果这样打被这样挨打的话都会被打死的。
And Paul and Silas, remember, had done nothing wrong.
可是你要记得保罗跟希拉他们并没有做错任何事情。
It was reminding them of the words that Jesus had spoken when Jesus said, Blessed are you when you're reviled and persecuted for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad.
这是只是提醒他们说耶稣给他们的话就是说你们为义受逼迫的人有福了因此你们要为此要欢喜快乐。
To live like Jesus calls us to live is to live an unusual life.To bless and not curse.
那我们要活出耶稣基督给我们不同寻常的生命，就是要活出这样的生命来祝福别人，而不是来咒诅别人。
These jails that Paul and Silas were thrown into, the inner dungeon or inner jail was a dark place, a damp place, a terrible place to be.
那保罗跟希拉被关在这个内监里头，这个内监里头是一片黑暗，一片漆黑，然后而且呢是很潮湿的是非常可怕的一个地方。
There was a woman at Pilgrim Camp this past summer who had recently traveled to Asia Minor where the Apostle Paul was. And they took her to what they think is one of the jail cells that the Apostle Paul was incarcerated in.
那今年暑假天路营地里头有一个姊妹她就去那个亚细亚那个地方她就到了保罗以前相信说是保罗跟希拉以前他们所在的那个内监里头。
And she was describing how horrific it was.
然后他就跟我们描述说那个地方是何等的可怕。
No sunlight.
没有一点阳光。
Things creeping around and crawling down there. The stench was terrible.
然后那下面有很多爬来爬去的那种可怕的虫子。
Probably something like that is where Paul and Silas found themselves.
那可能保罗跟希拉他那时候被丢进去的地方就是这样的一个地方。
I've been in jail before.
我也曾经被关到监狱里头去。
Just to visit people.
只是去到监狱里头去看那些被关在里面的人。
All the jails that I've been in America are fairly nice places, comparatively speaking.
在美国的监狱相对来说是算是很不错的地方。
The inmates that I saw would tell of the food that they had served to them.
那我去见的看的那些监狱里头的人都有人给他们食物给他们来服侍他们。
Air conditioning.
而且有空调。
They had the opportunity to go to school and learn some trade classes.
而且他们可以去上一些课程学一些技能。
Sounded pretty good.
听起来还不错。
Of course, I would never want to be there. You lose your freedom and not a nice place to be.
当然我不愿意被关在那里面因为你就失去了自由而且那地方并不那么好。
But at least in the United States, the concept we have when we think of being thrown into jail is not that horrific or terrible as it was for Paul and Silas.
可是呢就是在美国我们对监狱的概念的话呢就是说监狱并不是那么可怕至少不像保罗跟希拉他们所在的那地方那么可怕。
And then it says they fastened their feet in stocks.
然后他就讲说他们给他严严的上了木狗两脚都上了木狗。
It was a very uncomfortable situation.
那是一个非常不舒服的一个光景。
They were in pain.
他们是有很这样是很痛的。
They had been beaten up and were bloody.
就是说他们已经被鞭打被棍打然后流血。
And in that situation, the usual thing would be to murmur, to grumble, to complain, to question God, and all the rest of that.
那在这种光景下正常的做法就是要开始抱怨开始埋怨神开始思想说是怀疑信仰 等等等等就做这种事情。
And we might even say, well, I could understand that. That's normal. That's what everybody would do.
那或许你可以说哦，我可以理解，因为这可能很多人在那种情况下都是这样做。
But God does things unusual.
可是神做的事情是不同寻常的。
And his children live unusual lives.
而且他的儿女们是要过一个不同寻常的生活。
And so whereas the normal thing you would expect to hear from Paul would be, why did this have to happen to us?
如果说保罗正常的说话可能就说是为什么这些事情要临到我呢？
Where is God when you need him?
神在哪里呢？当我需要他的时候。
We were only trying to do what he wants us to do and look where it got us.
那我们只是想做神要我们做的事情，可是他让我们成了什么样子呢？
And we question God.
因此我们就开始怀疑神。
We doubt God.
我们质问神。
When we do have clear scriptures taught to us as to what we are supposed to be doing, even in a situation as dark and as dire as Paul and Silas were in.
可是我们有圣经的话语给我们非常清楚的教导说，即便在我们像保罗跟希拉那样在那么黑暗的时候呢，我们应该要怎么样行。
Now the Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the church in Philippi. The jail cell he was in was in Philippi. And in that letter he said to them, rejoice evermore.
然后保罗写信给腓立比的教会，他在监狱，他的监狱所在的那个监狱就是在腓立比，然后他告诉他们说，你们要常常喜乐。
In another one of his letters he says that in Thessalonians, in everything, give thanks.
然后在另外 一封信就是给帖撒罗尼迦的信里头说，你们要凡事谢恩。
That's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
这就是神在基督耶稣里为你们所定的旨意。
You say, yeah, nobody does that. That's not normal.
你可能说，哎呀，没有人这样做的，这是很自然的事情。
I'd agree with you, but God wants us to live a supernatural life. He wants us to live in the Spirit.
你可能说的没错，可是神要我们过一个超自然的生活，就是靠着圣灵而过的生活。
Many years ago in the 1500s or 1600s, a man named John Huss was arrested for his faith.
那在很多年以前呢，有很多人就是被抓起来。
And he was sentenced to be burned at the stake.
那有一个就是叫 John Hobbs, 他就是要被挂起来，要被烧，用火烧。
And as they tied him to the stake and as they lit the flames all around him, he began to sing.
然后呢，他们就把他捆在那个棍子上，然后点上火要把他烧，然后呢 ，John 他就开始唱歌。
He began to thank the Lord.
他开始要感谢神。
How could you do that?
这怎么可能他怎么能这样做呢？
How could you sing when you're being burned alive?
当你在活活的这样要被烧死的时候，你怎么能够来歌唱呢？
The expectation again would be totally the opposite.
那我们所期望的自然的做法就是完全跟我们所看见的事应该是不一样的。
But Jesus wants us to live a life that he would want us to live. He wants us to live an overcoming life.
那耶稣要我们所过的生活就是他要我们过一个得胜的生活。
And the Holy Spirit, when he comes to live in us, puts our hearts to song, to rejoicing, and to praise.
当圣灵住在我们心里的时候呢，他就让我们能够来欢喜快乐，来歌唱欢呼。
We read that his praise shall continually be in my mouth.
那我们读到诗篇里头说，我要称颂，我要时时称颂耶和华，赞美他的话常在我的口中。
Remember when David was in such a difficult place, being chased by Saul and fleeing the country altogether and finds himself in the wilderness alone?
那记得那是大卫他在旷野里头被扫罗追杀那个时候的光景。
And then some days later, a bunch of men come out to want to join with David, and he has about 300 that come out initially, and they didn't like Saul, they didn't like the regime there that Saul was having them live under, and so they wanted to come out and be with David.
然后有大概 300个人的话 愿意来跟随大卫, 因为他们不喜欢扫罗, 他们不想跟随扫罗, 当时, 的那个光景。
The Bible says they were in debt, they were in despair, and they were disappointed.
那圣经告诉我们说, 这300个人, 他们的光景就是, 他们是欠债的, 他们是绝望的, 他们是非常的失望的。
And David got them all around him one day, and he said, okay, we have to learn a lesson.
然后有一天大卫就把这300个人聚在一起, 跟他们说, 我们需要学一个功课。
And he taught them, I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth.
然后他就教导他们说, 我要时时地称颂耶和华, 赞美他的话必藏在我的口中。
My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
我的心要时时地称颂耶和华，谦卑人听见就要喜乐。
And then he looked at these forlorn men that had come out in such a terrible situation, and he said to them, now you magnify the Lord with me, and let's exalt his name together.
然后他就看着这300个这样欠债绝望的人，然后跟他们说，你们跟我一起来尊称耶和华伟大，来高举他的名。
Let's praise the Lord and let the earth hear his voice and give him the glory for the things that he's done.
让我们一同来赞美神，让全地都听见他的赞美，让全地都来荣耀他的名。
Now usually we do that when we're having good times.
那很多时候我们这样做是因为我们过得生活很顺利。
When we're all on a Zoom call or we're all in a conference someplace or a church service, we're glad to be there and then we rejoice.
好像就是我们在特会里头或者在这个网络上一起聚集一起聚会的时候，我们都非常的开心。
But if we can learn or God can teach us to rejoice in Him when the day is bright and also in the darkest night, God can through praise do unusual things.
可是如果我们能够学习，不管是在好的日子还是在那个黑暗的日子，都来赞美神的时候。 神就可以在我们身上做一些非常奇妙的事情。
It's not an end in itself, praise or worshiping God.
这赞美或者敬拜神并不是说他自己本身是有什么。
The end of Psalm 50, the last verse is that's the way, it's through offering thanksgiving to God. That's the way he shows his salvation to us.
在诗篇第50篇最后一节说, 你们要 将感谢为祭献给神，他就要将他的救恩显明给我们。
That's the way walls of Jericho fall down. It says the people of God give a shout to God and a worship to God.
那这也就是耶利哥城倒塌的原因，就是他们能够向神呼喊、向神欢呼的时候，耶利哥城就倒塌。
And so getting back to Acts 16, it says that
我们再回到这个使徒行传第16章。
About midnight, Paul and Silas are praying and singing hymns to God.
就是越在半夜，保罗和希拉就祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
That's not usual.
这是非常不同寻常的。
Midnight makes everything worse.
这半夜那个时候让任何的事情都更糟糕。When
you're in a bad situation in the middle of the night, it's hard.
当你在一个非常痛苦的光景中，然后在半夜的时候，你是非常不容易的。But
by the grace of God, all of a sudden, bloodied, in pain, forsaken, wondering what will be next, all of a sudden, Paul looks at Silas, or Silas looks at Paul, and they say, let's sing.
可是靠着神的恩典，就在他们这样流血、疼痛，在这样各样的痛苦被丢弃的时候， 保罗看着希拉，希拉看着保罗，他们决定说：“我们一起来唱歌吧。”Let's
give thanks to God.
让我们来感谢赞美神。But
for what?
可是为感谢啥呢？
Give thanks to Him because we're in jail and all bloodied and beaten.
因为我们被关在监狱里头，我们流血，受苦痛苦。
Paul later on would say, no, let's give thanks to God because we're counted worthy to suffer for his sake.
然后保罗说，哦，不是，我们要感谢神，因为我们算是为主的名配受这些痛苦。
Let's give thanks to God because they noticed the difference in us so much that they, well, they didn't like us anymore because of it.
那我们要感谢神，因为他们看见我们里面是不一样，因为他们不喜欢我们这里面的这个样子。
Jesus, when he was here on earth, said to his disciples, they hated me without a cause, and they'll hate you also.
耶稣在世上的时候跟他的门徒说，他们无缘无故的恨我，他们也要同样的恨你们。
And so they're singing hymns at midnight there in jail. I don't know what they sang.
因此他们就在半夜的时候在监狱里头来歌唱，我并不知道他们唱的是哪一首歌。
Maybe they sang, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear. I don't know what they sang.
可能他们唱的就是赞美主，赞美主。我不知道他们唱的是什么。
As they did sing praise to God at midnight, the next phrase, very important.
当他们就这样在半夜的时候赞美神的时候，我们看下一节就非常的重要。
It says that the prisoners, the other prisoners, were listening to them.
他讲到说众囚犯也侧耳而听。
Paul and Silas were not singing for the other prisoners.
保罗跟希拉他并不是要唱给别的囚犯来听的。
They didn't even realize the other prisoners were listening to them.
他们根本没想到说别的囚犯也在侧耳而听。
They were singing to God.
他们是在向神歌唱。
But as they were doing the most unusual thing in that circumstance, other prisoners heard and listened.
可是就在他们做这个最不同寻常的事情的时候，别的众囚犯也都在听，都在侧耳而听。
Now, how many times had those other prisoners that were in jail heard other prisoners being brought in, grumbling, murmuring, complaining, questioning, cursing, whatever else? I don't think they had ever heard any prisoners get to jail and begin to sing.
那这些囚犯们，他们很多次看见别的囚犯被带进监狱里头的时候，那时候他们的光景就是抱怨、咒骂，就是埋怨等等等等，可是。他们可能从来没见过有这样的囚犯能够进来的时候还能够这样来唱诗来赞美神。
I could almost overhear them talking in their jail cell. You hear what I hear?
我可以想到他们在监狱里头在这样说话说，哎，你听见我听见的那个有人唱歌吗？
Somebody singing about the Lord and magnify His name.
有些人在赞美神来尊主为大。
Well, I have never heard that before.
哦，我从来没听过这样的歌。
But it was more than just the song that was being sung.
可是并不只是说那些歌被在那里被唱出来。
But there is a praise to God that God would like to anoint.
可是有这样，因为他们赞美神，神要来高抹他们。
Praise inspired by the Holy Spirit.
他们是因为圣灵的高抹而出来赞美。
The Father seeketh such that worship Him in spirit and in truth.
因为父要这样的人来用心灵诚实来拜他。
It's not just singing or singing loud or fast.
不只是说因为进食或者说因为唱歌或者唱得很大声而已。
It's more an attitude of my heart to God. It's a response to Him for who He is and for what He has done.
而是我们心里对神的一个回应，因为他的所事，因为他所做的一个回应。
Paul met Jesus on that road to Damascus, and Jesus changed his life.
保罗在大马士革的路上遇见耶稣，耶稣改变了他的生命。
Before that, it had all been a head knowledge with the Apostle Paul.
在那之前呢，保罗他有满脑子的知识。
He knew a lot of theology.
他知道很多的神学。
He was a good teacher.
他是一个很好的老师。
But he really didn't know God.
可是他并不认识神。
But after God came to him and changed his life and filled him with the Holy Spirit, there came such a transformation in the Apostle Paul.
可是当他遇见主的时候，主耶稣改变了他，愿圣灵充满他，他整个生命有很大的翻转。
He would write, I'm sorrowful at times, but I'm always rejoicing.
他说我时常忧伤，可是我总是常常喜乐。
And that all sprang out of a relationship with Jesus Christ.
那这都是从他跟耶稣基督的这个关系而出来的。
You can't just sing in jail at midnight after being beaten up. You can't just do that. That flows out of a relationship with Jesus Christ.
你在这个半夜的时候，在被关在监狱里头被打以后，你是没有办法唱歌的。 就他之所以能唱歌，是因为他跟耶稣有这样的一个亲密的关系。
And that relationship with Jesus Christ makes us unusual, and the byproduct of it is that other people see it or hear it.
那这个我们跟神的这个亲密的关系呢，让我们不同寻常。那这个结果呢，就是我们旁边的人，他们能够听见，能够看见。
So it goes on and it says then the next verse that suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken.
然后下面就说，忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了。
I believe that that earthquake was in response or an answer to the prayer and to the praise that Paul and Silas were offering to God.
那我相信说，这个地大摇动，这个地震，是因为保罗跟希拉他们唱歌以后，神听了他们的这个赞美，回应他们的祷告。God
answers praise.
神也回应我们的赞美。God
works through praise. Paul says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God.
神这个赞美是我们的征战的一个兵器。保罗说，我们征战的兵器本不是与属血气的征战，乃是
One of those weapons is the weapon of praise.
那其中的我们征战的兵器之一呢，就是赞美。Again,
I'm not talking about just singing a song or making noise or shouting a word.
那我所说的并不只是说唱一首歌，或者说大声的呼喊而已。
I'm talking about praise that comes from the heart and flows out of a life just as natural and normal as breathing would be.
那我所说的就是这个赞美是从一个生命里头很自然的这样来发出来的。And
the foundations of the prison are shaken and the doors of the prison flew open. Everybody's chains came loose.
然后呢，这个 监牢的地基都摇动了，监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
Now this is a class, and so let me ask a question to the students.
那我们现在是在上课，是我想问大家一个问同学们一个问题。If
you're in a jail and all of a sudden the prison doors open up and the chains all fall off of the prisoners, what's the next thing the prisoners are going to do?
那 如果说这个你在监狱里头，然后你听见这个监狱的门大开，然后所有人的锁链都断开了，那你说下一步这些囚犯们他要做什么？Well,
the next thing the prisoners are going to do is run.
那下一步他们肯定就是逃跑啊。They're
going to get out of there.
他们想要逃出监狱。As
fast as they can.
尽可能快的逃离这地方。
And that's what the Philippian jailer who had been given charge over those men thought they would do also.
那这也是那些监狱禁足，就是管监狱的人，他们所想的就是他们可能都监狱那个囚犯都逃跑了。And
if he had lost any of his prisoners, his life would be taken from him.
那如果说他有任何一个囚犯逃跑的话，那管监狱的人就他的生命就要被。
The jailer woke up and he saw that the prison doors were open. He drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped.
因此呢，这个禁足他一醒过来，看见监门全开了，他以为说囚犯都已经逃跑了，因此他就要拔刀就要自杀。Because
that would be normal and usual.
因为这是很自然的一个想法，一个做法。
But just as the jailer was about to plunge the knife into himself, the Apostle Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here."
然后就在那个禁足他要拔刀自杀的时候，保罗大声呼喊说，不要伤害自己，因为我们都在这里。
Now that's quite unusual.
那这也是非常的不寻常。
I could understand Paul and Silas being there.
我可以明白说保罗跟希拉还在那里。
But that's not what Paul shouted. He said, we are all here.
可是保罗他所说的是所有，就是我们所有的人都在这里。
Well, my question is, why did the prisoners run? Why didn't they get out when the doors were open and the chains fell off?
那我的问题就是说，是为什么这些囚犯们他们不逃跑？这个监门已经大开，而且他们的锁链也都断开了。
I don't have the answer, but I can guess.
那我并没有一个很清楚的答案，但是我可以猜测。
I don't think they wanted to hear Paul and Silas sing more duets.
我想他们也不想再听保罗跟希拉再继续的二重唱。
I don't think they didn't know which way the door was.
我想他们也不会不知道说那个门在什么地方往哪去。
But I think there was something in that jail cell that just held those criminals, those prisoners, that just held them right there, that they could not or did not feel to move at that time.
可是我相信说就在那个时候，在那个监狱里头有一个神圣的东西让他们就是不愿意离开那个地方，或者说不想离开那个地方。
See, when we worship the Lord, as Paul and Silas were worshiping the Lord, the presence of God comes. You've noticed that.
那当保罗跟希拉他们这样来敬拜赞美神的时候，那个时候神的同在就赐下来，这是我们都经历都知道的。
He inhabits the praises of his people.
因为他是以色列人的赞美为宝座。
There are many, so many times in the meetings or out of meetings when you just begin to worship the Lord, whether it's one or two or a hundred or two, and God just comes by His Spirit.
啊，很多时候，不管是在聚会中或者在聚会之后，有一个人、两个人一起来赞美，或者说有一百人、两百人一起来赞美的时候，那时候神的同在就这样来降下来。
I think these men had experienced something that they had never experienced in their whole lives.
那我相信说这些囚犯们他们经历了他们一生中从来没有经历过的。
They were sensing something that they wish they had, but they didn't, and they wanted to know more about it.
我相信说他们感受到一些他们很想要的，可是他们没有的，而且他们想要更多的在他们生命中。
God is about to do exceeding abundantly above that which we could even ask or think.
因为神能够做超过我们所求所想的。
And he's doing it because two men didn't do the usual, but they did the unusual.
他之所以能够匆匆足足的来做这些事情，是因为两个人他们没有照例行公事来做，而是做了不同寻常的事情。
So the jailer doesn't kill himself. He asks for a light to be turned on and he falls down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought Paul and Silas out and asked them, sirs, what must I do to be saved?
然后呢，禁足他就叫人把灯打开，然后就跳进去，战战兢兢地匍匐在保罗希拉面前，又领他们出来说，二位先生，我们当怎样行才可以得救？
It hasn't happened too often in my experience where people come up to me and they say to me, Ernie, what must I do to be saved?
这样的事情并不经常发生，也很少人到我面前来跟我说 Ernie, 我需要做什么才能够得救。
Maybe I don't live an unusual life.
或许我过的这个生活还不够不同寻常。
Maybe I don't shine the light as much as I should.
或许我并没有像花光，像我所当花光的那样来生活。
Because Jesus said, if you let your light shine, they'll see your good works, and they'll glorify your Father who is in heaven.
因为耶稣说，你们的光当照在人前，然后人家看见你的光要就要看见你们的好行为，就要归荣耀给神。
See, when I think of souls being saved,
当我想到说这个扫罗被拯救被得救的时候。
When I think of sinners finding Jesus, I think of more preaching or personal evangelism.
就是我想到的就像 说这个传福音一般都是这个传福音的聚会啊或者个人布道。
And surely that's good.
那这些都是很好的事情。
And it's necessary, and it is one of God's ways.
那这些也都是很必要的，也是神做事的方式之一。
But I would never think of reaching a lost soul by going to jail, getting beaten up, but still singing and rejoicing, and through the singing and rejoicing, a Philippian jailer will come to know Jesus Christ as his Savior.
那可是我从来没有想到过说这个传福音可以这样，就是因为他们去被抓到监牢里头，被鞭打，然后被棍打，然后被关在监狱里头以后，然后呢他们这样唱诗赞美，然后呢可以带下神的同在，就在那里有许多人来信靠他，信靠主。
What must I do? What can I do to find salvation? What can I do to find this Jesus who you serve?
那我应当做什么才可以得救？我应当怎样行才可以认识你所传的这个耶稣，你所说的这个耶稣？
And the answer Paul gave was that wonderful, wonderful scripture verse that says, oh, just believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And your whole household.
然后保罗接下来跟他们说的就是一段很美很美的一段经文，就是说当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
It says that the apostle Paul and Silas continued then to speak the word of God to those in the house. And that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. And immediately he and his family were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house, set a meal before them, was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family.
当夜就在那时候，禁主把他们带去洗他们的伤，和他和属他的人历史都受了洗。于是禁主领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭，他和全家因信了神都很喜乐。
There's a whole family. A whole family that comes to faith in Jesus Christ, and you know the story of where it all started.
那就是他还有他的全家都信了耶稣，那你都知道说这个是从怎么样的事情，这是怎么样开始的。
Shortly after that, there was a church that was begun in the city of Philippi.
那当然就在肯定就在那个时候之后呢，在腓立比就成立了一个教会。
I'm sure that Lydia was there, the first convert, the seller of purple. She was in attendance.
然后呢，我相信说就是那个卖紫色布絮的那个莉迪亚，她就在那里第一个得救。
I'm sure the Philippian jailer and his wife and their children were there also in that church service.
那我也相信说那个禁足还有他的家人，他的孩子都在那个教会，在那个教会服侍。
It doesn't say this, but I wouldn't be surprised either if there were a whole lot of former inmates in the jail in Philippi that were also in attendance.
那圣经都没有说，但是我一点都不会奇怪，如果说他那些被囚犯，很多囚犯他们也都信了耶稣，然后在那教会里头服侍。
A whole company of people that were taken out of darkness and brought into marvelous light because two men filled with the Holy Ghost were willing to do the unusual for God in the midst of the crooked and perverse generation, and they shone as lights.
那有很多很多的人都从黑暗里头被带到神爱子光明的国度里头去，都是因为有两个人他们愿意这样来经过被鞭打，被关在监狱里头，然后在那里歌唱赞美神，然后呢他们为主发光，他们的光就吸引这些人来归向主。
Dear brothers and sisters, let's live the Bible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，让我们来活出圣经。
Let's take these words seriously into our hearts.
让我们把神的话很认真的来记在我们的心里。
And recognize that you can't live the Bible in your own effort or strength.
让我们知道说我们没有办法靠我们自己的力量或者能力来活出圣经的话语。
Takes the power of God's Spirit living in you.
是要靠着住在我们里面的神的圣灵的能力。
But he wants to so fill you with his spirit to send us out into this darkness all around us in Asia, in the United States, in Europe, whatever country you're from.
可是他要用他的灵来充满我们，来高抹我们，差派我们到这个黑暗的世界里头去，不管是在亚洲，不管是在欧洲，在美洲，在世界的各个地方。
Continue to be filled with the Spirit of God.
你要继续不断地被圣灵来充满。
Live in the Spirit.
在活在圣的圣灵里头。
Walk in the Spirit.
要靠着圣灵来行事。
Let the words that you speak be spoken as oracles of God, anointed by the Spirit of God.
让你所说的话都是神的圣言，是神的灵所膏抹的。
And as we live in God and move in Him and have our being in Him, you'll find that out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
当我们的动作、生活、动作、存留都在神的圣灵之下的时候，你会发现说，在我们的腹中有活水的江河流出来。
Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning that this call is for every one of us.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你今天早上你这样给我们呼召，这个呼召是给我们每一个人的。
And it's our desire to shine as lights for you right where you've placed us in this world.
不管你把我们放在这个世界上的任何一个地方，主啊，求你给我们这样的一个心愿和渴慕，让我们来为你发光。
We have no abilities, we have no agendas, we have no power of ourselves.
我们没有能力，我们也自己不想做什么，我们也没有这种能力来做任何事情。
Without you, we can do nothing.
离了你，我们就不能做什么。
But Jesus, you haven't left us alone. When you ascended, you sent the Holy Spirit.
可是主，你告诉我们说，你离开我们的时候，你要赐下圣灵来。
You sent your Spirit to live out that life of Jesus in us and through us.
你赐下圣灵，要让我们能够在我们里面靠着圣灵活出你的生命，活出耶稣基督来。
And Lord, we pray that you will do that in every one of our lives.
主啊，我们祷告，求你在我们每一个人的生命中来做这样的事情。
Less of us and more of you.
让我们都衰微，让你兴旺。
That you may be glorified, that you might be admired.
好让主你能够得着荣耀，好让主你能够被人所羡慕。
That souls might be saved and your house might be full.
好让灵魂能够得到拯救，好让你的家中能够充满了兴旺的人。
Lord, we realize that there are people all around us that are listening.
主啊，我们知道说在这边上有很多人都在听。
They're watching.
我们身边的人都在听，我们都在看我们。
And we pray that they would see the beauty of Jesus in us.
我们求主能够让他们在我们身上看见主你的荣美。
And Lord, that you would draw hearts and souls to yourself through our lives.
好让主你能够借着我们的生命，能够吸引很多的心，很多的灵魂来归向你。
Lord, bless JMI and bless every leader in this group.
主啊，求你来祝福 JMI, 祝福这个 JMI 的每一个领袖们。
Get us down, down, lower at your feet and recognizing that it's only Christ.
哦，主啊，他们这样的来，匍匐跪拜在你面前，知道说，哦，主啊，只有靠你，只有你自己。
And we'll give you all the honor and the praise and the glory for it.
哦，主啊，我们要把一切的荣耀、颂赞都归给你。
And we ask it in your most precious name.
我们祷告是奉你最宝贵的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity.
神祝福你们，谢谢你给我们给我这个机会。
Thank you, Brother Ernie. We so appreciate it.
谢谢 Ernie 牧师，我们非常的感谢。
Lord Jesus, we desire to be more filled with your Holy Spirit.
主耶稣，我们渴慕我们更多的被你的圣灵所充满。
I ask you this morning to pour out your spirit upon each one of us.
主啊，我们今天早上求你将你的圣灵浇灌下来，来充满我们每一个人。
Make us to be bright lights in this dark world.
好让我们在这个黑暗的世代里头成为主你的大光。
Oh Jesus, we wait in your presence many times that you would change us.
主啊，我们坐在你的脚前，单单的来等候你，你来改变我们。
Help us to catch hold today of the secret of praising you.
主啊，求你帮助我们今天能够抓住这个赞美的秘密的武器。
The more we praise you, the more you fill us with your own spirit.
我们更多的赞美你，你就更多的愿你的圣灵来充满我们。
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Help us.
帮助我们。
Open our hearts.
帮助我们的心。
Pour in your spirit.
Oh, 你的圣灵来浇灌我们。
Zame tu, zame tu.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Pastor Hong Leon, you pray for us. We need a fresh anointing of his spirit.
好，我们请Pastor 芬莲给我们祷告，我们需要有新鲜的膏抹。
哦，哈利路亚，哈利路亚！主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你！哦，亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，感谢你把圣灵赐给我们，感谢你让圣灵住在我们的里面。主啊，他永远与我们同在。主啊，我们谢谢你，因为有这个圣灵，哦，来帮助我们，我们可以依靠圣灵，哦，来。活出耶稣自己，我们可以依靠圣灵能活出不一样的生命。哦，圣灵啊，我们需要你。我们今天在线上的每一位，哦，每一位家人们都厉害的需要圣灵你自己的充满。我们需要你更多的充满，在我们每一天的日子里头，我们来依靠你，我们完全的来相信你，来跟随你，圣灵啊，更多的带领我们，更多的充满我们，我们每一个时刻，我们做什么，圣灵啊，光照我们，启示我们，带领我们，帮助我们，引领我们，没有圣灵，我们真的活不下去。主啊，我们不能够靠自己来活，我们自己的生命真的是不行的。哦，主圣灵啊，我们需要你，我们需要改变，我们需要活出你的光，我们需要发光。但是如果没有圣灵，我们做不到。圣灵啊，我们渴慕你，我们更多的需要你。今天我们求你更多的充满我们线上的每一位同工们，每一位家人们，我们需要更多的被你充满，被你得着。我们感谢你今天的话语，主啊，让我们活出不一样的生命，让我们活出不一样，不寻常，让我们的周围的人见到我们的光，是因为圣灵在我们的里面，哦，做成了这件事，让我们的生命更多的改变。圣灵啊，我们的生命要改变，越来越像耶稣。哦，圣灵啊，我们需要你，我们需要你，我们再一次的把我们自己来交托，我们什么都没有，我们只要你，我们谢谢你，谢谢你继续的跟我们说话，今天在这里，谢谢你再一次的帮助我们，帮助我们更深的渴慕，哦，唯有你，唯有你，谢谢你，谢谢你。感谢你，感谢你，我们感谢祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门，哈利路亚，
阿门。Many of you know my testimony, my personal testimony.
你们很多人都知道我个人的见证。
It was over 55, 60 years ago.
在60年之前
Just a young girl in my 20 years old.
那时候我是一个年轻的女子，大概20岁左右。
And the Lord gave me the light through my teacher that I must walk the floor and praise the Lord.
然后呢，神就借着我的老师给我的话语，就是让我们要边拖地边赞美神。
There were things in my nature that I was bound with that prevented me to serve the Lord.
然后那个时候在我身上那个拦住我服侍神的一些捆绑。
And so for 4 months, I walked the floor every hour, praising the Lord.
然后我就在那以后的4个月里头，每一天就是这样边拖地边赞美神。
And Jesus came by the power of the Holy Spirit and set me free.
然后耶稣基督就借着圣灵的能力来到我的身上，把我这些捆绑都得到释放。
I would never be here today among you serving him.
我今天不可能在这里来服侍你们。
I would never been able to come through to serve you.
也不可能这样来到这里来。
Many times I didn't feel like praising.
有很多时候我并不想要赞美。
But I knew it was my only hope. To walk and praise the Lord every morning.
可是我知道每一个早上我都要起来这样来赞美神。
And the day came when the Lord so changed me and filled me with His Spirit.
然后这样的日子就来到说神如这样的何等的来改变我来充满我用他的圣灵来充满。
I've had other incidents through those 50 years of where I was up against a wall.
在过去的50几年里头，也有很多时候，我觉得好像前面没路可走，碰到了墙。
Remember one time when I lost my job.
我记得有一次我失去我的工作。
And right away I thought, I need a refresher course.
然后在我回家的路上说我需要来复习一下我的功课。
I need to put into practice walking and praising the Lord.
然后我需要继续来操练来赞美神。
And as I began to praise him, his faith filled my heart that he had my life in his control.
当我这样开始来赞美神的时候，他又给我充满了信心，让我知道说我的生命在他的手中。
And it was only a few months later when Jack Chow found out I had no job, he put me to work in the ministry with him.
然后就在几个月之后呢，周牧师就发现说我没有工作了，因此呢他就让我跟他一同在这个事工里头来服侍。
And you know, 18 years ago, he asked Brother Jim and me to join him.
因此18年前呢，他就让Jim 弟兄跟我一起来加入这个 JMI.
Begin our first conferences in Dallas.
然后我们在达拉斯有第一次的聚会。
But it never would have been if I hadn't learned to praise the Lord under all circumstances.
可是这些事情都不可能发生，如果我没有学习会说在任何的环境下都要赞美神。
I know all of you have learned to wait in His presence. You have learned to drink at the fountain of the Holy Spirit.
我知道我们很多人都学会说在安静等候神来喝你们里面的活水。
But when we break through into the joy and the glory by praising, He set us free.
可是当我们靠着他给我们的圣灵和喜乐来赞美神的时候，他就让我们得释放得自由。
He makes that transformation.
他就来在我们里面做改变转化的工作。
So I believe this message is for each one of us.
因此我相信今天的信息是给我们当中的每一个人。
No matter how many victories we have had in the past, there's more to conquer.
不管我们在过去打过多少的胜仗，我们还有很多地方需要来占领。
The Lord wants to possess us, body, soul, and spirit.
是因为神要我们的灵与魂与身子都得到完全。
Our soul is that He wants to live out His life in us.
然后我们可以从我们的生命里头来活出他自己。
And the Holy Spirit is there to take over.
然后圣灵就在那里可以来掌管我。
The one verse Brother Ernie quoted today was what kept me going.
那今天啊、Brother Ernie 牧师所讲的这个经文就是让我不住的可以往前。
I had heard about his senior pastor Hans Waffle, who broke through by praising.
我听过他的主任的以前吴老牧师所讲的就是靠着赞美来不断的得胜。
And he founded Pilgrim Camp.
然后吴老牧师他是天路营地的创办人。
And God has kept that spirit of praise on the camp.
那神就让这个赞美的灵不住的就在那个天路营地。
Because of one man that was willing to break through by praising him.
那有因为有一个人他愿意能够借着赞美来突破。
My teacher told me when he came to visit her mother, he would walk back and forth in the office just praising. She didn't teach him, she just told him to do it.
那我的老师他告诉我们说他来的时候他就走来走去一直在这样来赞美他并不是来教而是他是来示范。
When he came into her office, he would be like heavy weight on the stairs, boom, boom, boom.
然后我就告诉他就在那里不断的就是用力的来走路这样蹦蹦蹦来赞美神。
But after an hour, he would leave like with his feet sounded as light as a feather.
然后呢过了一个小时他就是那个重担就都没了他就像那个长了翅膀一样。
He became an overcomer.
他成了一个得胜者。
And the Lord opened the door in New York for him, and then finally he opened camp.
那神就为他在纽约开了路，然后开了门，最后他也成立了这个天路营地。
So when his teacher had a daughter that taught me to do the same thing.
因此呢，我的老师他就是也让我教我这样同样做同样的事情。
She gave me that verse, Psalm 22, verse 1. God lives in the praises of his people.
他给我的经文是诗篇22篇第一节说神是以色列的赞美为宝座。
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
He wants to live in us.
他想要住在我们中间。
He wants to shine out of us.
他要让我们从我们身上发出光来。
And when his glory fills us, it shows on our face.
当他的荣耀来充满我们的时候，就在我们脸上就发出这样的光来。
Someone asked me, why do you smile all the time?
有人问我说，你为什么总是这样的微笑？
Well, we can't help it. How could if Jesus is inside of us, he comes out of us.
可是我就，如果耶稣就在我里面的话，就很自然的，止不住的就这样的从我脸上发出来。
Let that verse be on your heart. He lives in the praises of his people.
让这句话记在我们的心里，就是他住在他是以我们的赞美为宝座。
You can shout the praises of the Lord.
你可以大声的呼喊的来赞美神。
And in these coming days, as the days get darker, he wants that light to shine brighter.
在这我们要再来的日子就是会越来越黑暗，他要让我们的光越来越明亮。
If we walk in the light as he is in the light, he breaks through.
我们要行在光中，因为他就是光。
Oh Lord Jesus, we want more of you.
哦，主耶稣，我们要更多的你。
We ask for a special anointing of the Holy Ghost on each one of us.
主啊，我们求你特别的圣灵的恩膏来膏抹我们每一个人。
We love your presence.
主啊，我们爱慕你的同在。
We love to rest in your presence.
主啊，我们爱慕安息在你的同在中。
Make us among those that shout the praises of the Lord.
让我们都成为能够呼喊赞美你的人。
Shout the glory of the Lord.
让我们都能够呼喊主你荣耀的。
And we will see the walls come tumbling down.
然后我们就看见 耶利哥的城墙这样就不断的倒塌下。
Oh,
谢谢主耶稣，谢谢主。
No matter what victories we've had in the past, there's always new challenges. There's always another day that we face problems where we need to remember our weapon is praise.
不管我们过去有多打过多少个胜战，我们前面总是会有新的挑战。我们必须要记住，我们要继续不断的来赞美主。
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Sister Ruth, Pastor Ruth, well, would you close in prayer for us?
我们请 Louis 牧师给我们做一个结束祷告。
Hallelujah, 赞美主，主耶稣，谢谢你今天差派你的仆人 Ernie 牧师来到我们当中，跟我们讲。我们需要被圣灵大大的充满，我们就能够成为一个不一样的人，我们能够做出不寻常的事，以致整个世界都会被摇动啊！在黑暗中的人能够被带出来。哦，主耶稣，我们你已经在我们里面，你已经赐下圣灵给我们，我们需要更多更多更多的圣灵来充满我们，主啊，使我们能够活出不一样的生活，甚至人家觉得我们好像是癫狂的，我们要为耶稣而癫狂，而我们无论在什么情况中，我们就是要讲耶稣，就是要把耶稣活出来。哦，主啊，请你赐下大更多的圣灵，赞美的灵，相信的灵，冲破黑暗的灵，能够在苦难当中能够赞美你的灵。哦，主啊，你来大大的充满我们，主啊，使我们每一个都能够在这个黑暗的世界中活出主耶稣来，活出跟世人不一样的生命来，使整个世界不得不惊讶，使很多人要来寻求你。哦，主耶稣，你来，你来，你活在我们里面，你从我们里面活出来，感谢赞美主，祝福我们今天线上的每一位都大大的被这个灵来充满，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿门。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主，
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
Thank you, Brother Ernie, for sharing, and thank you, Brother Dong, for interpreting.
谢谢 Ernie 牧师的分享，也谢谢翻译。
Amen.
Amen.
Keep praising.
继续不住的赞美。Amen.